Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy. That's Daisy 644478 at keen.com. And for prayer requests, DaisyMay81@hotmail.com. Well, today's health tip, I want to give you a little drink you can make. It's called a virus buster. And if I'm too fast for you, email me and I'll be more than happy to share it with you. One organic apple, two lemons, four oranges, one 2-inch piece of ginger, raw honey preferred or at least from your area, one eighth of a teaspoon of turmeric, one cup of filtered water or bottled water. You'll probably need a fruit extractor to do the apple and the ginger, and you can squeeze the oranges and the lemons. But you blend the apple and the ginger 20 seconds in hot water and strain it through a cheesecloth. And then add all the other ingredients. And you can either heat it or store it to your desired temperature. Enjoy and chase away the virus. Our cosmic weather today, moon is in Pisces. That strengthens imagination, so create some good action. The sun forms a harsh angle to Neptune. This aspect calls for us to be flexible. Don't let your emotions rule you. Father, I pray today to open our hearts to receive your wisdom and grace in Jesus' name, Yeshua, our Messiah. Well, we have all recently dealt with coronavirus and our country on fire. Both of these actions are wreaking havoc. There's a percentage of people in all walks of life that abuse others. These percentages are ruled by prejudice, anger, hatred that's deep within, and the desire to express it on others, become their victims. Destruction is on the same level. Innocent people become the victims of angry people. What does God say about it? Once again, as I have spoken many times, we turn to the Word of God. Remember, we are tormented by evil spirits. God says what we saw that happened to George Floyd was not right. And it was okay to feel anger. You know, Ephesians 4:26 speaks of anger, that it happens, and if you become angry, but don't let it turn into sin. We should choose to overcome. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape. Life is a test. God gives us free will. Everything that occurs in life is affected by how we choose to respond to it. How we choose to handle it affects our experience. God wants us to cling to Him, continually look to Him. He so desires a personal relationship with you. I'm going to pause there and begin taking calls. Okay, we'll begin here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I like to go, Bill.
Okay. The first card is one of my favorites. It's the Nine of Cups. It means the wish fulfillment card. You're going to get your wish fulfilled. We just are dealing with, chaos, evil spirits that are wrecking havoc and keeping us from our... We have to hang on the tightest. You're meant to have security, not only in your personal life. It's been a little bit depressing lately, but it's crossed by a large sum of money. And that's in the present line, so that could happen at any time. And below it is the Ten of coins or the Ten of Pentacles, which is a windfall, an inheritance, some kind of money, could be lottery, could be anything. Just hang in there. You're about to get in control of your life and have
okay.
the things that you wish the most. It's just this much trouble, this much effort on the part of demonic spirits, evil spirits, means that there's something very good going to happen, or we wouldn't be getting this kind of shutdown, plague, and violence. So just keep praying, keep looking towards God, and know that it's coming, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Not very well. Try again.
Okay.
That's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. That's better.
How you
yeah.
doing?
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Good.
I've been dealing with some challenges and some new aspects in my family, but I'm staying in there, and I'm not letting it steal my joy.
I hear you.
Yeah, oh, real good. I can hear you now. Okay, what can
I
do for you today?
Well, I was wanting to know if you can take a look at my work, because my boss is really, from what I understand her telling me, she really screwed up something. And I was just kind of wondering, she was threatening to quit the other day, and I was just kind of wondering how much longer before she either quits or gets terminated.
Okay, let's look at this whole situation.
Because this could affect my job, all of our jobs.
Well, she is definitely in some sort of battle with upper management.
Yep.
And she has definitely expressed her desire to quit. Now, they're trying to negotiate, you know, peace with her. But they have somebody else in mind, too, if this does occur. And on you, I don't see, I have security. I don't see you being disrupted. You may have to adjust to a new person.
Oh, that'll be all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
yeah, they're really battling, and she is just, like, fed up. But, like I said, they're trying to negotiate peace with her, but it doesn't seem like it's really happening. You know, it's not being accepted.
Not with her. No, not with her.
She's rejecting it.
Yeah, and I don't even want to go into it because it's an uphill battle. I told them from the get-go about this person, and did they listen? No. So I was just kind of wondering if the person that they have in mind isn't her assistant.
Okay.
Her name is Tammy.
They have actually definitely analyzed that option.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes to that. But there's also another person they're thinking about as well. It's between the two of them, but it's not going to affect you. That's the main thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I mean, they're not going to. They're not considering me, are they?
They're considering two people. And they're, you know, this is going to surface here probably within the next week or so, week to 10 days.
Oh, that'd be good. That'll be good.
Okay.
Okay. Just one more question. About this other person that they're considering, is it someone that knows our job, or is it someone that doesn't have anything to do with coding?
No, they know the job.
Oh, good, good. Not look too...
And that way there's some understanding there.
Well, I just hope it's not Leticia. So, okay. Leticia's, I don't trust her at all. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I hope things keep going good for you. And you can resolve and meet halfway, whatever it is that you're having to deal with on your personal level.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
You too.
All right. God wants us to make the choice to overcome, not to lose ourselves in anger, frustration, but to respond to things in peace. And sometimes it's hard to do. But every time we do, every time we choose to respond in love, we get stronger in our spirit. Revelations chapter 2, verse 7 says, tells us that if we overcome, we will inherit the paradise of God. So it's worth it. It's all a test, my friends. Let's pass it. Psalm 81, verse 10, in the Passion Translation states, open your mouth, and I will do it now. That's that decreeing and declaring, which I've been talking about for 2020. The King James Version says, open your mouth, and I will fill it, meaning that it'll all happen. It means to speak, decree, declare your problem instead of speaking about the problem, speak to your problem, decree and declare. God has given us through Jesus the power over the enemy. It's really a time to connect with God. This is, all of this happening is showing us that it's a time. So we have to replace negative thinking with positive thinking. And the word says that perilous times would come. Well, we're here. We are here. We are here. Okay. So let's all stand together, pray together, and decree our victory. Okay, let's take some more calls here.
Hello. Hi,
this
is Linda. I'm Florida.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Florida. I almost missed your call. I was helping a neighbor move. I was like, oh, no. Miss Janet.
Yes.
I've been struggling through this corona thing because of the fact that I have medical problems and I'm 66 and I've not worked since the 10th. And I thought because I'm self-employed that I can't get any benefits. What I want to ask you is this. I had a phone call today because I made a phone call towards the congresswoman, and I want to know if these leads are going to help me to get some money in my pocket and pay these bills and to get career services to help me get a job working from home like I was supposed to get you talked about. So basically, in a nutshell, can you help me out here?
Well, it says you've been in a battle, not just on a financial level, but on a that you've been in a battle, and part of you deep down is like feel like the fight with the family has just become too much. But on a financial level, things are going to break here within two. Something should come through here. I really feel like there's a woman that helps you.
I know a lot of women.
Well, that's good.
No, I don't know. I had a dream.
But this would be somebody that has the access or the connections to jobs is what I'm looking at. Okay.
Is it somebody I already know or I'm going to know?
Okay, let's. No, it looks like somebody is very good at, maybe she's a headhunter, maybe, you know, she has or something like that to be able to find a job. And that comes up real quick here.
Okay.
Okay.
One more question. I know you're busy. When I said I hate Hay, Florida, I was ready to move, and, you know, I had the family situations going on. That's where my money got stripped. But I want to know, I want to get back out of here, and I don't know where to look. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, one of those. I don't know. I don't know where to look. And it's giving me a headache, honestly.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could take a little road trip.
Well, that's what I need money for.
See, you know, it'll actually... come to you. You know, you have good intuition, and it'll feel right. But I do feel like it's either North Carolina or South Carolina.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Okay. Anthony.
Okay.
He's doing really good. I'm so happy with him. You know, and he's with his cousins for the summer in Virginia. He wanted to go? Go. I need my space. So that's actually working out really well. So I want to know, is he going to do his schoolwork so he can go be a senior next year?
Okay.
And that's my last question. Honest to God.
All right, there's a complete change here. And like I said, the going and just kind of maybe taking a little road trip and you'll figure this out. And there's something really going to open up. I mean, wherever you go, it's going to feel right, but doors are going to open too. I mean, you'll have opportunities, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Janet, we love you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
too,
participating. Okay, let's go ahead here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, this is Regina.
Hi.
Hi. Been a while since I've spoken to you. Whatever you got for me is fine with
okay.
me.
Nice to hear from you again. The first card is a victory over something that you've been struggling with. Did you part company with somebody?
Are you talking about in a relationship or a job?
Yes.
In the job?
Well, it could be either one. It's an ending, but it was
yes to the friendship. Yes.
Okay. It really kind of shocked you though, didn't it, when it happened?
Yeah, because I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that person.
You didn't see it coming.
Ghost
me.
He ghosted me. Just I guess I scared him, even though I did that to him, but I did come back. So that's okay.
Well, you both took it hard, and he is thinking about if he allowed this to happen or if he did the right thing. But there's something here that I'm getting a warning on. There's problems with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, whether that's infidelity or whatever it is, but intuitively, I think you know what it is. But the better part of your destiny is going to start happening for you now. You know, a lot of restrictions are being lifted, and we're going to see change now. especially through this summer. So there's a lot of good change coming from you. There's also a choice coming up, and this is in the career line. So it's either a promotion you need to think about seriously, and maybe you'll I should be able to go to work on Keene starting next week. They're going to start up my daycare program for my daughter, so I should be able to start working at least 2 or 3 days a week.
Okay.
You might want to, you know, get a reading at the time this comes up, because it looks like it's coming up within a month. And it's more money, but it's also more responsibility.
Okay. So it must not be, because I'm a contractor at a health insurance company, and I've been doing this like almost a year and a half, and it's like I don't want to be in the department that I'm in now. I want to move somewhere else, if allowed, or just find something outside the company.
It's a change, and this offer or this position comes up, and I think it looks really good, but, you know, we'll look at it closely at the time it happens.
Okay. Wow.
And someone new in your life this year, probably somewhere around July.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely a relationship. It's about time.
I know, we've had too much famine on all levels.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it looks real good for you. You've got some good changes coming up, and I think that I feel good about all this, and I thank you for participating. Nice to hear from you again.
It's nice to hear from you, too. You take care, Daisy.
You, too. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anything you have to tell me will be fine. Thank you.
You know, that's the best. That's really the best. That's the best way to get it. You get more for your buck, so although we're not charging you. Okay. Well, you went through a negative cycle, and it seems to be gone. And there's still some things like that all of us are facing, you know, this pandemic and the riots. And, you know, everybody has the right to speak their mind, but why hurt innocent people, business owners, you know? I just don't go the violent route. And there's some things around your house that are stressing you, and also a procedure coming up in your health that's stressing you. And you need to, it's going to make a great change. It's scary, and you're analyzing it from every angle, but it looks like it's really going to help.
That's good.
Yeah. And that must have been what's on your mind, you know, a lot, because it sure just zoned in on that. Let's look at your finances. Okay. Well, you're going to be happy at that, too, because maybe you just need to get yourself fixed up so you can enjoy. I mean, it's like we got all these stimulus checks and nowhere to go, right? Everything's closed. And it's like having money and can't do nothing with it, because you have to go through this procedure, and there will be a period of time that you are going to have to heal, and it might be a little painful, but the end result is good. But you are going to be able to fix your house up, and you're going to have money to do favors for people who've done favors for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It's a wonderful feeling.
I love that. Yes.
I love that, too.
Very. Yes. I thank you so much, and you just have a beautiful, blessed day.
You too, and thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our struggle, Ephesians 8:12, is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against world forces of darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. We are allowing this to captivate our thinking. I reject this negative thinking and renew my mind to the thoughts of God. Philippians 4:8 says, take captive any thought that is not in line with the truth of God's word. It's time to pray. It's time to connect with God. His truth is in his word. And above all, Jeremiah 17:7 said, blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. Father, we pray in Jesus' name to strengthen us and help us to trust in you. This world is in chaos and does not have the answers, but you do. Our times are in your hands, and our future is in your hands. Help us to put our hope completely in you. We love you and are thankful that we can look to you, we can cling to you, believe that our best will come to us in the mighty name of Jesus, our Messiah. So that's really what we have to do. In ancient Israel, the priests would come out, there were big censer bowls, and stand between the temple and the people, and everybody would pray, and they would burn incense, and whatever plague was affecting them left. And basically that's saying what we need to do. We need to pray, and this stuff will leave us. Let's move on to another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Oh, you're welcome. We need it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Okay.
Yes, I'll ask the same as your previous caller, just whatever, you know, comes through for me, I greatly appreciate.
Okay. Well, there's been some depression on more than one front. I mean, that's more than one area.
Yeah.
And you really want to get to a place where you're at peace about money and a relationship, looks like. And, you know, that's going to happen for you. It's going to start happening. I really see something that you're going to feel very good about financially in September. And the last 3 months of this year are showing a big financial boost of some kind. Now, whether that's a job with perks or a windfall of money, but it's coming. Have you been suffering in your body?
I got through something.
Yeah.
I'm better now.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be okay. You have a lot of opportunities coming to you. And it looks like, you know, the fall of the year, I like September. It's harvest month. And I just feel like that this year ends on a good note for you. And there's someone that makes you happy that's coming into your life.
Oh, fantastic.
There's something to deal with somebody in your past, too. And that always happens right before you get something good sometimes.
Oh, like somebody reappearing.
So I will be back on Keene. I'm going to start this week coming up Monday. Well, not Monday because I have to take my daughter to the doctor, but I should be able to be on because they're going to renew her program, so that'll be good. So
okay.
We'll look into that a little deeper, and but you got a lot of good things coming. Just
thank
hang
God.
In there, okay? Got to get through the
okay.
summer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Maria. I call from New York. How
okay.
are you?
I'm good.
I want to thank. I wanted to ask you, you think I'm going to go in Italy next year for my daughter?
Okay. Have you been waiting for this for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of hard sometimes thinking that, you know, that it wasn't going to happen. But, yes, it is. Yes.
So I'm going to go next year.
Yes.
I thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a
You're
good
welcome.
Day.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's so nice to talk to you. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Whatever.
I've been through a struggle,
whatever.
But I'm coming out of it now, and I feel good.
I'm glad. I'm good to hear
yeah,
nice
well,
that
I think we
you're
all
doing
have.
Well.
This has really been not just affect our country, but the whole world.
yes, absolutely.
And that's something that... devastating in that magnitude is there's going to be where sin abounds, grace abounds. There's going to be something very good that's going to happen very soon.
I hope so because it's
yeah.
almost unbelievable. It's completely unbelievable. But I'm so glad you're doing well, and it's nice to hear from you.
Thank you. What can I do for you today?
Any message you and Spirit has for me, I would greatly appreciate.
Okay. Well, it has been very overwhelming for you at times, but you can look forward to a change. And I've got a 3, and that's in the present line, so it's not years and months. It could be days or weeks. I'm inclined to think it's weeks, and there's going to be a material purchase, like a maybe a home or a car, something that you've been looking forward to. And there's a victory over your financial life. And... are you looking for somebody that went away?
No. I was, but not anymore. Now I'm pretty content, and I've come to terms
okay.
with a lot in regards to that. But
yeah, what I was going to say is it's good that you let that go.
Yes.
Now you can open the door to what the good that God has in store for you, and believe me, it looks good. And there's someone special coming. But I really feel like you're going to do something on your own first, and it gives you a great feeling of accomplishment.
Okay. Okay, good.
Good.
That's good news.
I will be back on Keene, like I said, I think coming up this week, and be able to work again, thank God.
Thank God. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
And I check your website and I set my calendar to your spiritual perception days, and I look forward to them. So thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for participating.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, Vicki. I'm good.
Ah, don't know what to ask. I guess we can look at Calvin, if you have
okay.
a moment. I think something
okay.
serious is going on with him, and I'm feeling it strongly. So I don't know.
Well, it's like he's done full circle, you know. He's done full circle, and he's back to thinking about, well, maybe I have another chance. He isn't
I
real sure
tell.
That he does. you know, because you don't really, you kind of keep him guessing, which is good for him.
Yeah.
Which is good for him. But I have the Destiny card over both of you, so there is this connection. And there may even be past life with you two. And
yeah.
He's analyzing everything. And he's going into a different level of his life. He's not thinking about, it's like he's telling himself that he's growing up. You know, I'm growing, finally going to grow up. And he seems okay financially, and he thinks he's made some good investment. It looks like some good real estate investment. And he wants to have adventure. And you've stimulated that by telling him you're going on an adventure. And he did kind of wish you would ask him, but then, again, he didn't want to bring it up because of what happened on the birthday.
Well, I did ask him about July, and he said he couldn't go. So,
'cause of work?
He didn't say.
Hmm.
Nope, I let that go.
Well, that may be why he's thinking about it. That may be because he feels like, you know, he did something wrong concerning that about travel. But there is a trip for you this fall together.
Okay. That'll be interesting. Can you look at finances?
Your finances? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Let's see.
Well, there's a little bit of emotional stuff adjusting to a new person because, you know, you just had such a familiar relationship with your boss, and now you're going to deal with somebody else. But it looks good. It looks good. And you have security in the company, and I believe it will be very easy for you to relocate somewhere else.
Okay. Well,
and I do see that happening. I want to say the early part of maybe either the end of this year or the early part of next year.
Well, I hope somebody wakes up before then. Well.
But you really are. You're gonna think you're lucky stars. You know, that you made this choice because I feel that you're not gonna have the misunderstanding that you have now with people. It's like people are really going to approve of you and respect, different respect than you have now.
Nice. Okay. That would be,
okay.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
God bless. Thank you
for
participating.
Thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome. Okay, you know we're doing a lot today about anger because that's what's really affecting us now, you know. And who's never not been angry at something? But we don't let it get completely rooted in us to, you know, do something terrible, to sin. Or manipulate, and we have to get to the root of a problem, and then we can stop it. And James 1:19 gives us some insight into the root of anger. In fact, God gives us a step-by-step process, and it's like, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. So, you know, we have to, when you feel that coming on, you have to start taking control. You know, take control of the emotions, or the emotions will control you. And so that's a big thing with us on an individual basis. And this whole thing that's going on, I believe, has a lot to do with instilling fear. And God tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind. So the Bible makes it very clear that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're battling spiritual forces, and demonic spirits and people are manipulating people or behind a lot of this. But as I told you, that Pisces Neptune placement till 2025, things are going to be revealed, and it could be a little bit, making us uncomfortable. But we have to open channels of faith for the Spirit of God to operate through us. Fear opens up a channel for powers of darkness to gain access into our lives. So we don't want to fear. We want to trust God. Remember that He's always with us. And He wants to uphold us in His righteousness. And He wants to give us the courage to break fear off of our lives. So we have to take authority over it in the name of Jesus, and we have to guard our heart against it. So, Father, in Messiah Jesus' name, I ask that you strengthen us, teach us how to guard our heart from fear, and help us take authority over fear in the mighty name of Yeshua. So we really just want to decree and declare things, take power over this. God has given us the power over fear, and we just need to know that we'll be a better person for it, and we'll live a better life. We need to know the peace of God, and God wants you to be filled with peace. And this is possible because He's Jehovah Shalom, the God who gives us peace. And in this world of uncertainty and chaos, and we're faced with it, with anxiety and stress, draw your peace from God. No matter what challenges you, whether it's relationships, health, or finances, have the peace of God and confidence that God's going to work everything out. It's all going to be okay. So I'm going to close the program today. We will see you next month, and I should be able to appearing on Keen. I'm great. So until next time, God bless everybody, and thank you for participating.